Mr. Chairman, are we in our meeting?
We did call a meeting to order. Everyone has a new resolution.
Mr. Kupfer, was this signed by everybody at Public Works with the new changes?
Yes.
Okay. Since after it was explained to us that we were just trading in and out a number, even with what we got, I would move to approve it.
Second.
Is that Monica?
Yes.
All right. Discussion, finance? Jim, any, you want to just flag what you've changed here? Don, you have a copy? There's a microphone right there.
There's a paragraph that says, it is the fourth whereas on page two of the resolution. Says, whereas the requirements of this grant program call for matching funds from other sources, in this case Kenosha County, 760,315, that's the same number as is on the other one, and either direct payments to project contractors or to Kenosha County by Kroger totaling 191,000. The 191,000 is the same. The difference is that Kroger will be making some of the payments to us and some of the payments directly to contractors. That is the only change in the resolution itself. Then the last page is Exhibit B. In the $191,000 that's contributed by Kroger, it says Kroger payments to contractors or Kenosha County. The prior version said Kroger payments to Kenosha County. That's the only change on that page. That's all we changed from last time to this time.
Which therefore clause is that again?
It's the fourth whereas.
Top of page three? No, what about in the therefore clause? Where be it resolved?
We didn't change that.
Didn't think that covers that.
Yeah.
Okay. Further discussion, anyone? All right, seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? And I have the new resolution here. We'll circulate it. Next item, Patty, you are going to bring to the committee some information that was requested.
Yes, Mr. Kupfer has that information. He can hand that out to you as well. Please, Jim, thank you.
I think, did everybody see? All right, why don't you explain that, Patty?
Actually, Barna's going to speak to this because he remembers when this was put in place.
Barna?
Yes. So at the last finance and administration committee meeting, there were some questions regarding some of the parameters in which repurposing of capital transactions are made. So I went to, so what dictates that within our budget resolution is a section in the budget resolution that's in it each year called the establishment of the appropriation unit for the, in this case, 2020 budget. So there's a line in there that says capital outlay appropriations shall be defined in the chart of accounts. So the portion, so what I had Mr. Kupfer pass out was a section within our chart of accounts that and having to do with the 8000 series, which has to do with our capital purchases. So I've taken the liberty to highlight the paragraph that I believe addresses the circumstance in which we were looking at various letters that went before the committee regarding repurposing of capital. So the highlighted paragraph says that with capital outlay, is restricted by object code, which means the line item, not the thousand series. So as you see in the other pages that I've attached, within the 8,000 series and within capital items, there is a number of different line items that all are fall under the category of capital. So, however, within a department, when they have a couple of different capital projects that are contained in the same line item or object code, and so that can be transferred between divisions within a department to repurpose with a letter to the finance committee. So when Jim a few times a year comes before the finance committee and asks that $25,000 be repurposed from this project to another project, those are both, those dollar amounts are both housed in the same account code or line item. However, budgetary intent was that a capital item was, let's say, $50,000, and it came in at, you know, $80,000. $30,000 can be transferred as long as a letter is sent to the committee and requesting permission to move those funds from one project to another. So,
Barna, explain how it was that at the meeting there was a letter indicating that a new project, the securing of the district attorney's office with various security devices. How would that fit within this language already approved capital item when that capital item had never been approved?
That capital outlay had been approved. However, that was a modification of it. So what was done was surplus funds for one project were transferred or requested to be moved to the district attorney renovation project to include those security modifications.
But as I recall, the security modifications were never there before. It was always the renovation of the witness room and the juvenile.
Correct. So that is the purpose of the request, is that you're repurposing dollars from one capital project to another existing capital project.
Even though the new one is brand new, never been authorized by the board.
That component of the dollar amount, correct.
You would agree that the securing of the building was not approved by the board any time, correct?
I agree that component of that project, but
all right.
I believe Mr. Arbit explained it made sense to do the security modifications the same time the renovations were being done, because those people are there already and it can be done at the same time and not and save money from having to come out and do it again.
No, I understand that. I just didn't think that we as a committee had the authority to develop a brand new project that the board had not approved of the securing of the building.
Yeah, I guess I agree with that. You wouldn't be able to take, let's say, $50,000 from a surplus of one project and totally come up with a new capital project. I'm viewing this as a modification of an existing project.
The juvenile and witness room.
Correct. The modifications to the DA's office.
Any other comments, questions, discussion?
Mr. Chairman, I do.
Yeah.
I can understand why you would want to move this over in renovations. You're remodeling, you're doing construction, and I understand that. I just want to make sure for everybody who's listening now, I asked the same question that I did on the committee floor, and that would be that as long as you bond for something or you have a grant for something, it is structured into a particular lane. But if you're going to go out of that lane, then we're going to have to we would have to do other things. So, I mean, if you bonded for capital to do renovations and you modify this renovation and take money out of somewhere else, that's not messing with any grants or bonding that we would have, correct?
Correct.
Thank you.
Is there any other discussion on this point? Just one moment. Patty, wasn't there some other information you were going to bring to us? We talked? No?
No, I thought this was the item that we discussed. Another item I thought had been resolved.
Which was?
Supervisor Gens's question about the position in HR.
Oh, okay.
And he felt that had.
I think you ought to inform the rest of the committee members because he advanced that at the meeting. So just
point
as a follow
order,
up
Mr.
to
Chairman.
Yes.
Did we actually take action on the first thing we talked about to move on to these other things, or did we not? I don't think there was a motion made to approve that resolution and then vote on it.
There was a motion and a second. A motion by you, Supervisor Gens, and a second by Supervisor Juhas.
Did we vote on it?
I don't recall. Connie, did you catch that?
Well, just to save, I thought we did, but just to save confusion here.
Okay.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Why don't you just quickly inform the committee? Supervisor Gens did raise the issue of the job description, right?
Yes, Supervisor Gens had raised the question about a job that had been posted in HR business partner position. He felt that the job may have been a reclassification. We spoke with him and explained to him that it was not. This is actually still an HR business partner, replacing the HR business partner who is retiring at the end of the year. This person will have certain specialties. Each of the HR business partners have certain specialties. The person who is retiring is the assistant HR director. Some of her duties transferred to the new assistant HR director, leaving open time for this person in this position that is being filled.
On that point, is there discussion? All right, seeing none, Supervisor Frederick had a motion to adjourn. Was there a second? Supervisor Kovbicki on the second. All those in favor say aye. Opposed? We're adjourned. Thank you.